dictation for Bradford, Bradford, Vroman, Vincent Victor, Roman, May 1654, addresses a letter, Dr. Horsley, Horsleydo, 953-5329. Dear Dr. Horsley, follow up for Mr. Vroman, chronic kidney disease, last visit in March, morbid obesity, stable edema, no ulcers or antibiotics, comes accompanied with wife, not doing much of a solo fluid restriction, chronic dyspnea, CPAP machine every night, has not required any oxygen, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, minor incontinence, no infection, cloudiness, or blood, denies orthopnea, PND, other review system negative, medication list review, notice Trulicity, Lentus, Januvia, Actos for diabetes, for blood pressure on lisinopril, HCTC, also takes glipizide, Plaquenil, and sulfasalazine. On physical exam, weight 432, blood pressure by nurse 176.55. No localized rhalwisis, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap, morbid obesity, no abdominal tenderness, stable edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base, creatinine 1.69, which is baseline, representing a GFR 43 stage 3. Normal calcium, albumin, no phosphorus, normal liver function test. CPK elevated in the 350s. Elevated sedimentation rate at 45. Aldolase, not elevated. Urine analysis, no blood or protein. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B, stable over time, no evidence of progression, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. It does have morbid obesity, has not been able to follow a diet. He has also edema related to obesity. This is not related to nephrotic syndrome. This is not related to renal failure. Given his morbid obesity and CPAP machine, right-sided heart failure, pulmonary hypertension is always in the differential diagnosis. A prior echo from 2022, ejection fraction was normal. Right ventricle was considered also normal. He did have at that time moderate aortic stenosis. At that time, no pulmonary hypertension. He has been using the same settings for CPAP machine for 10 years or longer, might need to be updated. He understands the medications like insulin and Actos can also cause edema. He needs to be more careful with sodium and fluid restriction. I wonder if he will benefit from Wegovy, Wegovy, as a weight reduction, already tolerating Trulicity. All issues discussed at length with the patient and wife, come back in 6 months, end of dictation.